Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Sawgrass is doable. Sawgrass, just book a tee time, $750. I'm going to go ahead and click on book a tee time. CT time.
You're going to book one right now?
I'm just going to look. What's wrong with looking? You know, I'm not buying. Just want to know.
If I said your ticket to the Masters is you have to eat an egg salad sandwich while you're there, you would do it.
If you say eat this egg salad full sandwich?
Full sandwich. You have to eat it while you're on the grounds at Augusta.
Nope, not doing it.
Unbelievable.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. It's going to be windy today. Your favorite for golf, Joe.
And I'm golfing today.
Gusting of,
on the lake.
Gusting 45 miles per hour.
It's going to be great. Yeah. I'm playing with some guys who have lower handicaps than me. It's going to be nice equalizer.
I know the course.
Going to make it worse.
You are playing on the lake, and it's going to be... Let me actually...
It'll make it worse. Usually would make it worse,
yeah.
I assume.
Let me punch in Fredonia here on the weather and see if it's going to be even windier.
Might be really bad.
Yeah. Have a good time with that. Remember, you like it windy.
I embrace the challenge it being windy.
Here we go.
I embrace it. Okay. As long as it's a right-to-left wind.
Right.
Because of my my little slice off the tee there. I mean, that would be absolutely perfect. It'd be a dream.
Steady winds about 18, gusting as high as 38.
That's nothing.
That's what you want to golf
38. We laugh at 38.
That's what you want to golf in.
38. We are supposed to get some thunderstorms, I thought, at some point today. Although I feel like we've been supposed to get thunderstorms for like 3 days in a row, and I haven't seen a raindrop.
Yeah.
So
38 is a fresh breeze, just shy of a strong breeze.
I mean, come on. What is so strong breeze? What, 40?
39. Yep.
They can just go up to
large
make it clean.
Branches in motion, whistling heard in overhead wires, umbrella use becomes difficult, empty plastic garbage cans tip over.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know the Beaufort wind scale includes land conditions like that? They'll tell you that umbrella use becomes difficult.
Yeah. When does umbrella use become impossible? Is that when we get to the 1 mile per hour more, when we get to the strong winds?
When we get to high winds, that's at 50, and that says skyscrapers sway in 50 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Get a golf
simulator on top of a skyscraper. You know, you like to golf in the wind. It'll be swaying. You'll be happy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
A golf simulator on a rooftop bar somewhere outside. Yeah.
I went to the simulator last night. I took my son to the simulator last night. And,
nice.
Yeah, it's great. Like, they have putting games that are these wacky putting games, and he loved that. And there's also a couple of games where you can kind of just hit the ball. And as we're leaving, he's 4 years old. As we're leaving, he says, you know, Daddy, like, can we build one of these at our house? Like, you get a cardboard box and a sheet, and we'll hit the ball at the sheet, and we'll have one of these at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you're saying you want a simulator?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want a simulator. Talk to your mom.
There you go.
Talk to your mom.
There's your ticket. I think you just have to go ahead and do it for his birthday next year. And then when pressed about it, just say, he asked for it. I asked what he wanted for his birthday, and here it is.
That's right. You know a guy that can build you something, too.
True.
I'm a carpenter over here.
There you go. You got
your resources ready to go.
Here we go.
I don't exactly know how much they cost, you know, based on which one you get, which team. But I said, well, buddy, those are kind of expensive. You need some space, and you need like $20,000. And he said, can you get $20,000? All right. He's not coming off this anytime soon.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, he wants us to get a golf simulator now, which I don't think will be happening. But anyway, it was great. You know, get out there and get him swinging the club.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Did they have the, like, Angry Birds game on there?
Yes, there's a couple. There's one where you hit a ball and it hits monsters in a castle.
Yes.
And there's another you throw dynamite at exploding cars. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
We played the kids' games.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
It was, you know, quality time spent. I got some swings in. He got some swings in. We played a couple holes at Bandon Dunes. You know,
have you thought about already, like, when you'll take him on the golf course for the first time and, like, how you'll go about that?
He's been around greens and putted, but the first time I'll actually have him swinging.
Yeah.
It'll be
like, I remember when I'm 5-6 years old, I would go once in a while, hit my ball, but I would then have to pick my ball up and take it to my dad's ball.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yep.
I'm not going to hit 15 shots. Every
hole. I don't remember how old I was when I first went with my dad. I know I you know, when you're like 8 to 10 is when you start to drive the cart. Right.
Okay, yeah.
What age does your dad
like? You're not at four.
You can't reach the pedals. You gotta be able to reach the pedals to drive the cart, even though that might not exactly be you know. It might be frowned upon.
At 8, are you I guess you could
am
be.
Am I ten driving the cart? You can drive a go-kart, you can drive a golf cart. And if you've ever, you know, as a kid, driving the golf cart is one of the more appealing things to playing golf.
If you can drive a go-kart, you can drive a golf cart. Okay. Yeah, that's probably, I mean, you're in a more controlled environment, I feel like, in the go-kart.
You got less room for error. In a golf cart, you got wide open, you got fields.
That's true, but...
And competitors in golf.
There are trees, and there are more obstacles, and, you know...
Yeah, but you're not racing.
Creeks.
And in a golf cart, your dad can just, like, grab the wheel or step on the brake. In a go-kart by yourself, you're probably, you know, doing your own thing.
That's true.
The thing I remember about playing golf as a kid was my dad let me tee up the ball no matter where I was.
Okay.
So I'd be in the fairway, and I would tee up the ball a little bit and hit it off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I also hit a 7-iron for 98% of my shots when I was learning how to play.
So 7-iron's your best club now?
You know what? No.
No? All that practice?
I don't know that I would even have a club I could call my best club. I have no idea. I'm not even comfortable enough. I'm not confident enough in anything that I do to say I'm good with this.
Hmm.
No.
You don't have a favorite.
I wouldn't say that. To me, there's a...
Oh, you have a favorite, but you wouldn't say you... Because that feels like you would just automatically pick whatever club you're best at.
I would put them in tiers like NFL quarterbacks, you know?
Okay.
Like, the drop-off from my 6-iron to my 5-iron in confidence is significant. The drop from my 8 to my 7... In the golf bag is, you know, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
no one's confident in the 60.
I am. I'm very confident.
Okay,
in the 60.
Well, there you go. You're
not,
unique. I think
I'm very confident in like the 3-wood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a new driver. I'm still building it. So,
all right.
Yeah. So a tier based system, I guess. The driver is high on the tier based system because it. I'm not mad at it yet. I guess.
Hmm.
I gotta go out and play more. Anyway, 100 holes a week from today.
Nice.
I'll have an opportunity.
Hope it's not blistering hot, but it looks like it could be.
Listen, if you gave me the choice between 90 degrees or 40 mile an hour winds, I would take 90 degrees.
You'll be comfortable in the wind.
No.
You're not going to be sweating profusely if it's 30 mile per hour winds.
I can't think of anything worse than playing 100 holes and you have a par 4 that's 400 yards into a 30 mile an hour wind. It would be misery to play that many holes in wind. To work so much harder when you're playing in the wind.
You think you're working harder doing that than if it's 92 degrees and you're sweating walking up
100%.
Because that'll drain you. The heat will drain you.
I got Gatorades. I got hydration drinks.
You get windbreakers.
Doesn't work.
Well, that'll work for
you. You can't put a windbreaker on your golf ball. That doesn't work. If they invent that, I'll play in the wind.
They invent like those shields that like shoot out of like the spaceships when they come back to Earth, like the heat shields.
Okay.
Like a golf ball that like shoots out a little like a reverse umbrella.
I'll get the guys at Encore.
Or how about
on
about
that right away?
How about a parasail that shoots out of the golf ball when you're with the wind, and then your ball travels like 600 yards. Now we're talking.
I mean, Encore's on it.
These are just ideas.
It's the R&D team on it.
Yes, all right, this new, is just me in a room the new, with them, just spitting ideas.
Encore's new parasailing ball.
Yes.
All right. Why not? 803-0550, our number. Happy Thursday. The NHL offseason's upon us. The Bills have a training camp schedule, which did get me thinking about golf. And by the way, sure. We already have two invites out there. So,
beautiful.
Lining it up. We're going out to camp 8 times, it would appear. Mm-hmm. We pretty much just know we're going to be there if they're practicing in the morning. We're going to be there.
Yes.
And there are 8 morning practices during the week, so we're probably out for 8 shows in Rochester. And it's not that far away. It's a month and 4 days. Not bad.
I'm very excited. I love doing the show outside, which we get the chance to do there. And I don't know what we'll get for storylines this go-around versus maybe past training camps. But either way, something always presents itself, I think. Hairston will battle for a starting job, right? And James Cook probably won't be signed when we show up. So I think we'll still have a good what does Dalton Kincaid look like?
Yeah, I think
even just how many, like, what does his muscle tone look like?
If I was guessing ahead of time, this will be a fun game. What will be the story of camp?
Yeah.
And I will guess that it will be a 3-week hype train for Kincaid and Coleman.
Yeah.
That's what it'll be. How they look. Whether they look different, whether they look better, which we're already hearing that from OTAs, from minicamp, that Kincaid was in the gym the whole time and he was hurt, and Coleman is ready to take it, whether it's more seriously or if it's just he's in a better space to prepare to live life as an NFL player. I think that training camp will be about those two. Mm-hmm. The Bills' last two top invested offensive players and how they're ready to break out and make a difference. That or Elijah Moore, who, again, like, I guess right. Toss him in that bucket.
Is it funny that we go right to Moore for that and not Palmer?
Yes,
because
I think
Palmer
so.
Is the – he really is, like, the same to me. The same caliber of player. He's paid way more and on a multi-year contract, but – there is, I don't know if it's just because he's newer, and we talked about Palmer when he signed, and then Moore was kind of, you know, post-draft.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But something about it is drawing me and I think many to Moore for this. Is that because we know Palmer's going to have a role and Moore, it's more of a question?
Isn't it anything you say about Moore? Isn't it because he's a guy that got 100 targets?
Yeah. That's
the only reason he's played on another team and got a lot of targets.
That's right.
And targets are earned. And if you went to Cleveland and got 100 targets, wait till Josh Allen gives you 100 targets.
Mm-hmm. And Palmer did have 100 targets, but that was 3 years ago. So they've each had 100 targets once, but Moore, it just happened last year, and with Palmer, you got to go back to 2022.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a big reason for it. And a lot of it could also be you go back to their draft classes, and, I mean, Josh Palmer is a third-round pick in 2021. I don't remember ever thinking about him before that NFL draft. Maybe we would have mentioned his name leading up to it.
Josh Palmer?
Josh Palmer. Yeah. But I don't remember it. No. Moore was like a guy I was watching highlights and film breakdowns of, like on a bi-daily or a weekly basis leading up to that draft, yeah, trying to figure out which guy I liked the most. And I think when it got to draft day, he was the one I liked. And I don't really want to knock him too much for the career he's had because of the quarterback point. I don't know how often that ends up being true, that, oh, this guy only wasn't good because of his quarterbacks, and then he goes to a good quarterback, and it does actually look different. But, I mean, it makes sense on paper that it would be different.
Who's the Rushmore of that?
Guy who couldn't do it because his quarterback stunk, and then he went to the good quarterback, and it worked?
Yeah, or maybe it didn't stink, but it wasn't there. People weren't convinced. Is A.J. Brown on this list? He didn't stink, but he wasn't thought of the way that he is now.
No, he's arguably, a top three receiver in the league right now?
Yep.
And he was very good in Tennessee.
Right. With the Titans, his career high in catches was 70. Mm-hmm. And with the Eagles, that's 88, 106, and then 67 last year because he missed time.
Okay. That's a pretty good one.
It's a decent one. I feel like he was known to be good, just not thought as like a top, top four, top five receiver.
Locally, was John Brown this a little bit? Where his quarterbacks did he have Jackson for a year? No, he didn't. Flacco, probably. And then who was Arizona's quarterback before the Bills with Josh Allen? It's not Kyler.
Beasley is in this discussion. But
like Wes Welker for this?
Okay, but isn't he a guy that was thought of well, then goes to Brady and it's like, well, he's only good because of Brady? Not
okay.
They unlocked him.
That's
footballs are always arguing over who is actually good, and they can't both be good.
Yeah,
one guy's allowed to be good.
The 2 years before New England, Welker had 29 catches for 400 yards, and the next year 67 catches for 687 yards. And then he goes to New England, and he immediately rattles off 300 catch yard seasons.
Yeah.
So, okay, like came to mind as a guy that elevated at least. And probably what would the Patriots fan have said about him in 2007? Or what would a reporter have said about him? Like, hey, this guy, they like his skill set. You know, don't worry about the stats. You know, the stats don't look as good because, you know, it was Miami.
Right.
It's going to look better here. It's a little closer.
Had me thinking about Jalen Waddle yesterday, talking about Marcel Louis-Jacques and how Waddle has been kind of forgotten about there.
I don't know what's going on with him.
He's good. There's no doubt about that. All right. Who else is on the list? He got to a better – I mean, Diggs was good. He got to a better situation and was great.
Yes.
That's one.
Some of these, though, like even Diggs is this because Cousins is pretty good.
Pretty good.
And like this is – that's not Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore's quarterbacks weren't pretty good. They were horrible. Like Zach Wilson,
yep,
and the Streliever guy that we keep talking about in trivia questions Streliever that played for the Jets. Yeah, like that was one of his quarterbacks in New York.
Streveler,
whatever.
Something.
Guys you've never heard of.
You might be right.
Throwing the football to Elijah Moore. Like, he didn't have Ryan Tannehill throwing him the football. He had nobodies.
Yeah.
Terrible quarterbacks throwing him the football.
On our YouTube chat, AC mentions Garrett Wilson. The only problem with that is he's great now. He's had 1,000-yard seasons with everybody.
Yeah,
you can't say he's a bum with Zach Wilson because he's great with Zach Wilson.
Right. Some guys are so good that they're quarterback proof. Right. Yep. Isn't Mike Evans this a little bit?
Isn't Justin Jefferson's quarterback proof?
Jefferson probably is. Yeah. Like
all of a sudden, Sam Darnold's good. Yeah. Right? Like, you know.
That's right. But like, how many different quarterbacks has Evans played with? Since 2014, like
Brady,
it doesn't
Jameis,
matter who it is.
Baker.
I guess a lot of those guys aren't, again, this is part of the point. Like, those are pretty good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And we're not talking Elijah Moore, bad quarterbacks.
There's a pretty big gap between Brady and Jameis. Speaking of all this quarterback talk, coming up at 8 o'clock today, Kevin Cole of the Unexpected Points Substack and podcast. And he does a series. We actually were talking about it maybe yesterday or the day before, ranking all the quarterbacks and their GOAT status. And it had, like Trent Green above Troy Aikman, which is good stuff. And we'll get into his methodology. He has dropped where Josh Allen is, which is 31st. Josh and Lamar are very close to each other and at about 31st overall ever to play the game. Right now, that's where they kind of lock in. So we'll talk to Kevin Cole about that at 8 o'clock, where Allen can move to. Because I'd say to you, I think he's better than Roethlisberger. I would not dispute Roethlisberger had a better career. So Allen's got to do more to pass Roethlisberger. And it'll be interesting. So that's 8 o'clock today. Bills training camp schedule is out. And we were just kicking around the idea of like who's the standard for a receiver that popped with a better team, that popped with a better franchise.
It's surprising that never happened with a Bills receiver. Because you would think they had some talented receivers during the drought.
Lee Evans and Stevie Johnson would have been a case for this. They were also both kind of good here, not wasted. I mean, Stevie had 3 1,000-yard seasons. If Evans had played with a real quarterback, a really good quarterback, I feel like his career would have gone a lot differently.
Right, but he was almost here too long.
Yes.
Right? He was here for 7 years.
I watched a video last week of Chad Johnson saying that Stevie Johnson had the best release package in football and that he would have been great with somebody else other than Fitz. He was pretty good with Fitz, and his career went to San Francisco and L.A., and nothing really happened after that. So a guy leaving the Bills and blossoming, I mean, didn't happen with Gabe Davis, didn't really happen with Robert Foster. I mean,
Sammy Watkins,
right? That's
Watkins got elite quarterbacks too, and it still didn't. I mean, he might have just been
torched by injuries at that point. He would have been a great theory for this. Like, I think he'll become great. It never happened.
No, he was good at the start. That's where I almost wondered, did he just get injured so much that it couldn't really stick? Because he was talented. Those first 2 years for the Bills, I mean, I think he's second in Bills history in receiving yards per game. Like, there was production there.
I have a confession to make on Sammy Watkins, and that is that right now, it's before 7 a.m., I can't remember who they traded him to. Because he played for a million teams.
I could tell you who they traded him to. Do you remember the teams he played for? Get the gears grinding here. It's 6:23. Who did he play for?
He played for
four teams.
The Ravens. He played for the Chiefs.
Yep, that was for 3 years.
He played for the Rams.
The Rams is who the Bills traded him to.
Okay, because I thought it was Darby they traded to the Rams, but Darby was to the Eagles?
Darby was to the Eagles, and they got Jordan Matthews back.
Okay, yeah, right. Another
forgotten Bill. You also missed the Packers for Watkins.
Packers, yeah.
So he played with Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff, and Aaron Rodgers. Mahomes was the one I hadn't mentioned there.
Yeah. Well, it didn't really work for him.
No, and his career high in yardage was with Kyle Orton.
Well.
Yeah, I don't – maybe – is this proof a little bit that maybe it doesn't happen as much as we think? The receiver that – oh, guys, he's going to be better here because this is the best quarterback he's ever had. And then, you know, maybe it shouldn't be so automatic.
I think it happens. I just think you should temper your expectations. Mm-hmm. What probably happens? A guy like Elijah Moore, not a lot there to he's pretty good. You're not just going to launch to the Jamar Chase threshold. If you are that good, then you're going to be that good with anybody.
Right. Right. Like a guy that would have been a good test of this, although I don't know how good his quarterback's about to be this year, but like DJ Moore would have been a good test of this, right? He's really good.
Yep.
But he's had nobody. Like he's had Bridgewater and like the ancient remains of Cam Newton and just nothing throwing him the football in Carolina. Kyle Allen maybe is one of his most popular quarterbacks. And then it's like, okay, we finally got a great quarterback, but I don't know if his quarterback's actually great. We'll see. Ben Johnson. But that was supposed to be a guy that would elevate with a better quarterback, and we'll see if he actually gets a better quarterback. Because I don't know that I would say Caleb Williams has actually been so much better yet than any of those Panthers guys.
803-0550 is our phone number. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Thursday. 11-day power play is underway.
Yep.
Got some family playing.
Opening ceremonies last night.
WGR team plays a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
I'll miss that because of the 100 holes, which apologies to the WGR team. So that's going on. Ride for Roswell's coming up. It's fundraiser season. It's also NHL offseason. We had a trade yesterday in the NHL. The Predators and the Devils struck a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So trade season. All right. Let's see it.
There's a lot of rumors. This might be the best looking free agent class that I've seen in the NHL.
Yeah.
And it's, you know how like you'll project, you'll look out a year and be like, all right, who's going to be in free agency next year? And then the list is amazing because nobody has signed yet. This is one I feel like where a lot of those guys didn't end up signing. Like more than, we talk, Marner comes up a lot and Sam Bennett and Ekblad come up a lot, but like, almost a Saber, like a thousand times, Nikolai Ehlers is going to be a free agent. And Brock Besser is going to be a free agent. And like Ivan Provorov is like 15 down the list. Like there's a lot of good names.
Well, I've got three names on the Daily Faceoff top 50 free agent list that I'd like to talk about. And all three of them are goalies.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like there's a path for a goalie. But we should, of course, be talking about a goalie.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need saves. And if you want to tell me where they're coming from, I'm all ears.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not convinced. 803-0550. I also was going to think of a fun game where like Frank Saravelli and Daily Faceoff's top 50 free agents over under are one of the highest Saber hits on this list.
I was thinking, isn't it? I meant to look this up and I hadn't yet. Are we going to get the biggest free agent contract that Kevin Adams ever given out this summer? Like, what would the odds of that be?
To who?
But it's the thing. I don't think the bar is... What is the biggest contract they've given out? Is it Clifton?
3.3. Something
right.
Like that.
They gave... That was in like... So what? Total? They gave Taylor Hall eight total.
Yeah.
But that was 1 year. Isn't it amazing that was Kevin Adams?
I was going to say, the highest... Yeah, the highest multi-year free agent contract.
Right.
Is what you're asking.
Right. Even just the most total money they've given in a contract. I think Clifton might be the answer.
All right.
So, I don't even know if it would be saying anything for me to say they're going to sign their highest paid free agent of this GM this summer. I'll look to see if we're missing anybody, but I think it might be Connor Clifton.
When we get back, give us the leader in the clubhouse. The highest AAV on a multi-year free agent the Sabres have signed. 803-0550. Sabres offseason is here. Bills training camp schedule is out. We've got plenty to get to. Tom Brady opening a Hall of Excellence. Yeah, do you want to go? Road trip, Hall of Excellence.
Where is it?
Vegas, of course.
Fantasy football Vegas. Punishment.
Yeah.
You go to the Hall of Excellence. It doesn't sound that bad.
Trip to Vegas is a fantasy football punishment, though.
Right. It doesn't sound that bad.
You can only go there.
I'll get you some of the details. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe, good morning on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more.
The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.